Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're continuing our series that we've been doing on Romans chapter 8. This will be part 4 from Romans chapter 8. We're going to be finishing up this chapter today. And just taking communion over this beautiful passage of Scripture, talking about how God has made us to be more than conquerors. If he freely gave us Jesus, how would he not freely give us all things? Some amazing promises for us to be receiving from him today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus into our mind and remembrance, to bring his sacrifice, to pull it into the present moment. The sacrifice that happened over 2,000 years ago, it says, before the foundation of the world, even Jesus was slain. He was crucified. And to pull that into the present moment today, making it active and relevant and alive in our lives today, helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So proclaiming the death in a way is a way of activating all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stir it into our mind and remembrance and imagination, and combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker, in the juice, something we can physically release our faith into. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every day we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and appreciation for God, that we're just so thankful to have him in our lives. Just a joy and delight to get to come together with him, to have him in our lives and be connected with him today. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, to say, are we making today a masterpiece? Are we doing those things that we know to do today? Are we walking in faith and love? Walking in forgiveness, humility, these types of things. How are we doing today? Because when it all comes down to it, we've got this eternal purpose and plan to walk out with God for our lives, but it all comes back to, how are we doing today? Are we walking it out today? And then after our time of communion, lately we've been talking about some physical workout tips and advice, because I truly believe physical exercise, one of the most powerful ways to practice exercising our faith, to practice applying those principles of how to apply and exercise our faith and receive this grace by faith and to experience God doing the work through us. To experience God doing the work in our workout, where we can actually feel him doing the work, to take the pressure off of ourselves and learn to rest and trust and get that grace flowing through us. And then once we understand how to do that, it's just a natural overflow into every other area of our lives. Once we understand how to apply it, it's the same principles in every other area of life. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to walk out our day together with him. I also think it's important we talk about what is today. In the Jewish culture, they define a day as evening to evening or sunset to sunset. Because in the book of Genesis, God said there was evening and then there was morning, with the evening coming first. Just a slight shift in how we view a day, but I think it makes a big difference in how we view a day as unfolding throughout the day. So we're planning our day before we go to bed, a time to examine ourselves before we go to bed. Every night before I go to bed, I like to go through these four fundamentals and to examine myself. How did I do today? Was I positioned in the light? Was I magnifying the light? Was I tuned in for God's leading and direction today? And did I take action? Did I do those things that I know to do? And then we like to plan the upcoming day after that. So our first one, we got to get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep retaking our position in the light. Has to happen every day. To be positioned in humility and forgiveness and love, externally focused, patient and kind and gentle, assuming the best about other people. Always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. To be positioned in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. We receive this grace by faith, and it works through love. Receive it by faith, and it works through love. And when we take our position, we step into that light. God has taken everything that he has. God took everything he had and he put it in Christ. He put it into Jesus. He gave it to Jesus because he was deserving of it. And we get this amazing gift of grace that we get to be in him, where all of this is God's spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his time, his finances, his purpose, you name it, it's in there. And so much more. So first, we're going to take our position in this today. And then we're going to start to magnify this so we get more and more of it flowing through us in our lives. Because we have to learn how to receive it and get it flowing in our lives. And to magnify is to make bigger or greater. To expand the capacity where God can flow more of all those things through us. It's all about our focus. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Where's our attention and focus throughout the day? What are we meditating on in our heart? So to magnify the light, we can meditate on God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. To meditate on our righteousness in Christ. Got right standing with God today. He eagerly desires to help us. We can magnify and meditate on every good thing that he put within us. All the things that are going well, how far God has already brought us in our lives, to set our minds onto these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's fully facing them, bringing them into the light, and magnifying God as bigger than those issues and problems. I think of David facing the giant, David facing Goliath. He magnified God as bigger than the giant. When everybody else was magnifying the size of the giant, David is magnifying God as bigger than the giant. So it's not denying them. It's fully acknowledging them. But then to say, you know what? God is bigger. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, stay meditating on and thinking about all the little things people do to annoy us or wrong us or whatever it is they do, to magnify the issues and the problems more than God, to be dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. And for a lot of people, it's not that they're trying to magnify darkness or be positioned in it, but they just haven't learned and they don't understand all that God has made available. It just takes that understanding of all God has made available and then understanding it's available to flow today in our lives. And learning how to access it and see it flowing in our lives. That's where we're going to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Because whichever one we're positioned in and magnifying is going to produce some symptoms in our lives. Being positioned in darkness, you might have the tendency to retaliate or snap at people, withhold good things we know we should be doing. There's a tendency to avoid people or give them the silent treatment. Then on the inside, you'll feel that weight, that heaviness, and that pressure just sitting on you. You might feel hopeless or helpless or powerless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Energy levels begin to get lower and lower. It's like a black hole that just sucks the energy out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future. There's pride. There's this resistance to change, confusion about what to do or which direction to take. You get stuck in these vicious cycles. Just keep repeating over and over. But when we take our position in the light, there is rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more that rest begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing because you've got his peace and his joy and his spirit and his power, his love, his mind and wisdom all just begin to flow. He begins to effortlessly set us free, breaking us free of bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles we've been stuck in. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, we ever lose our position, we lose our focus, which sometimes happens. We have this gift of grace. It just takes a moment to get it right back. How do we do it? Number one, we humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. And we reconcile with other people, forgive other people on the other end. Then we just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and his love. That what he put on the inside of us is more than enough. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. It just takes a second. That weight will begin to lift off you. Your energy levels will rise up. You feel that peace and the joy and the love just begin to flow through you again. There's a lightness that you'll feel in your spirit. Energizing. You'll feel that in your spirit. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us, but we've got to stay tuned in for his leading. Every night before bed, we talk about examining ourselves. My favorite way to do that is with a journal. I like to start with getting positioned in the light with gratitude and praise. And my favorite one to do is, Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light. I write that in my journal almost every single night. Colossians tells us we should be giving thanks for that regularly. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up? What were my wins for the day? And then I'll ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? And reflect back over the day. What did I learn? What was God leading me into? What are the things that just kept coming to mind? And just begin to record my journey with God. Then we've got to stay tuned in throughout the day because we've got to maintain that connection with him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a minute. Plug back into him. Doesn't take long, just a minute or two. Then if you're ever unsure on something, just ask him. But then we got to wait until we know. I learned this lesson. I was getting ahead of God in some things because I wasn't waiting for him to show me what to do next. Then I ended up having to go back and redo a bunch of stuff because I got ahead of him. Wait until you know. Now, the last thing I like to do in my journal is I like to plan my upcoming day with God. And Jesus says, you abide in me. You can ask for anything you want in my name. And for a while, I began to seek God. How do I know what to want? What's the best thing we can want? God, I want to know, what's your opinion? What's the best thing we could want to ask you for? And after a lot of seeking, it came to this. God, I want to do what I want. What I really want is today to be doing what you say is right and best, and to do it with a good attitude, with peace and joy and confidence in you. That's what I really want. And the way I've learned how to know what that is what do I know to do? What do I know to do today? Not the things I'm unsure of, not the things I'm unclear of. What do I know to do? I make up my to-do list. What do I know needs to get done? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement to do? And I'll write out the plan for the day. Then we're going to wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Excited for the day. Expectation for the day. Right away, we're going to get connected to God. Start praising him and thanking him and magnifying him. Get connected to him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with him today. With a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. We're going to get this grace flowing. And as we do this, it does something like turn us into a magnet. That grace begins to flow. He begins to beautify our lives. And he is the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything he has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at this scripture today. Finishing up Romans chapter 8 today. Romans chapter 8, this is verses 31 through 39. The subtitle says, more than conquerors. More than conquerors. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Some versions say freely give us all things. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it's written, for your sake we face death all day long. We're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. And where is it? It's in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for this passage of scripture today. We thank you. There's so much in here. We just thank you. You didn't spare your son, but you gave him up for us all. And if you would do that, how would you not graciously and freely give us all things? Other scriptures say richly. You give us freely and richly all things to enjoy. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You justified us. Jesus is interceding for us. And we can't be separated from your love. Nothing can separate us from your love that's found in him. So, Father, we just thank you for these promises. And just receive them today from you. We thank you for all you did to connect us back to you, all that Jesus went through for us. So grateful for that. We thank you that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Told his disciples, take it. Receive it. Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in his sight, in God's sight, through his one sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's just remain in his love today. Remain in him. Remain in his love today. Let's talk about some workout stuff. On our daily communion workouts, and if you don't have the workouts, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. If you get onto our email list there, along with the daily communion meditations, there'll also be a workout that's attached to them. And in our daily communion workouts, we talk about resting in our workout. It sounds weird, but you're resting mentally in our workout. God's doing the work, making the workout beautiful. And one of the things that happens is if you do the workout the right way, you're going to feel this experience where your body feels more awake when you finish. It's going to wake up your body. Physical exercise is going to wake it up. If you do it the right way, you do it where God is doing the work, not you doing the work. You should finish that workout feeling great, feeling better than you felt going into the workout. And you should have this feeling where you feel like you could do the whole workout again if you had to. You're getting this body into this kind of peak state for the day where it's awake, it's alive, everything's functioning on a higher level. That's the power. The Bible talks about faith has to have works. It's got to be exercised. And what happens? It wakes up the body, wakes up the body of Christ. That's the reasoning why behind this, I believe. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.